The key figure in the blacklist scandal is President Park's former chief of staff. Known as a power broker and kingmaker, Kim Ki-chun's career dates to 1972, when he helped draft a constitution that granted dictatorial powers to President Park's father, Park Chung-hee, who practiced strict censorship and suppressed dissidents, including artists. In January, the New York Times reported on a painting by artist Hong Sung-dam that depicted President Park Geun-hye as a scarecrow manipulated by dark forces, including her late father, and in the background, Kim Ki-chun. Hong found himself sued for defamation, excluded from South Korea's most important arts festival, and even received death threats, retaliation detailed in a diary kept by a now deceased presidential aide. The diary quotes then presidential chief of staff Kim comparing progressive teachers and journalists to poisonous mushrooms and issuing instructions to punish artists and satirists, quote, make them afraid to challenge the president. By 2015, the blacklist had grown to more than 9,000, according to the newspaper Hanguk Ilbo, and included some of South Korea's best-known writers and film directors. It's an honor to be on the list, poet Ko Eun told the broadcaster SBS. This shows how disgusting the government is. The former chief of staff denies the charges and says he does not recall the meeting described in the diary. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.